loss to the Troy game. You won 8 in a row. I mean, I no doubt in your mind that you guys will respond just fine from a loss.
Yeah, we went back to the tape and we took a hard look at it, and it was a lot of mental errors, like I said before, and we're just gonna clean it up, and we got to go out there to practice with a sense of urgency, get lined up, focus, and just do your job, man. Now we're on to a new week, the Bengals, and we just got to go out there and play our style of football, play with our pass down low, run to the ball, hit, stay low, drive people back, and just do all the things that we did in the 8-game winning streak to get back on track.
Those mental mistakes surprise you?
It's the most mental mistakes I had in the game, to be honest. It happens, I wasn't getting comfortable. I wasn't like, oh man, we arrived, or the team wasn't like, oh, we arrived. It just happened, man. We just didn't come out, play good, and they were the better team. But now it's time for us to refocus and have that sense of urgency and go out there to practice today and put it on tape and get back on track.
What kind of response do you expect in practice today? Since guys first time back on the field.
Look, guys working hard, guys doing the right things, guys getting lined up, guys running to the ball, guys giving that extra 1%, 2% on each play, and just being dialed in, being focused. Pay coach attention to the details of the game, to the coaches. To the coaches' assignments, what they're giving you, the play call, and just focus on the details of the game, and that's first and foremost, and just do your job, and hold each other accountable, and study more, get in the playbook more, study film, watch your guy more, and just do all the things that's necessary to win these next three, but it starts with this next one.
A lot of reasons why Sunday matters, but being Coach Zimmer's former team, do you guys have another layer of pride in that?
That's another team on our schedule that we got to go out there and beat. He probably has some, he want to beat this team, and I want to win every single game possible. I would like to be 16-0, but it's no extra for him. We're going to go out there and play football. Cincinnati Bengals, they're on our record. We're going to go out there and beat them. We're going to go out there and try to beat them and play good ball and win the game. That's first and foremost, and go out there and just do your job. But yeah, man, I'm there. Just another team on our schedule, another guy that I got to go up against, and another opportunity to win a ball game.
Coach Zim talks about how much individual study you do. Is that something you've always done, or is that something you picked up?
I think it evolved over time. I think I got better with it over time, maturity, and knowing that, watching film and understanding the game of football, understanding tendencies and where they like to run the ball, backfield sets, and knowing your guy, seeing if he's a run stance, pass stance, just breaking them down, and because it really allows you to play faster when you're out there. So it takes time to mature, and I'm happy that I'm doing it at the right time.
This time of year, there's all sorts of talk about in the media and fans, win this game, get the 2 seed, get home field advantage, this, that, and the other thing. Assuming you're not paying attention to that, how do you block that out?
I'm paying attention to it. It's right there. It's present. It's right there. We know what we got in front of us. If we do win, we're able to lock up the division. We're able to get the number 2 seed, but we still got to win out and win ball games. But it's still right there. But, when you're on the practice field and you go play the games, you got to block out the noise. You can't listen to people. And you got to worry about this game in front of you. You can't worry about the next 2 games we got coming up. You got to worry about this game, but it's present. Everybody know what's on the line for us, and that should make you more hungrier to go out there and get it.
What do you remember about those practices against the Bengals in Cincinnati?
Oh man, that was the hardest practice I think of my whole entire life. It was hot. It was humid. Oh, it was the worst practice in my whole entire life. Them 2 days, however long many days were there, the worst practice. It was humid. It was terrible. I didn't like it at all. You can ask any guy in this locker room. That was the hardest practice in my whole entire, from college to high school to the NFL. The hardest practice ever.
A lot of trash talking.
Not a lot of trash talking. We were over there hitting. We were over there doing our individual drills, D line drills, hitting the bags, and then we look over to our left, and we see their D line sitting there in a circle, just talking to one another. And I'm like, what is going on here? They must know something we don't know, because it was humid and it was hot, and it was the worst practice of my whole entire life.
Even though it was last season, you think you picked up anything that could help you Sunday?
I've been watching tape, and I've been studying my guy, and today we get to go out there and practice and put it on tape, you know, and then we got to clean up the mistakes that we made today and then go on Thursday and then clean up those mistakes and Friday, polish it all up and get ready to play. So, you know, they're a different team. They give you different looks, and we just got to go out there and just execute our assignment, pay attention to the details, and, you know, do it on a high level.
How do you feel Case has just handled moving in as a starter? Seems like he's really handling the ups and downs like a pro.
You know, I feel like going from practice to the games, that's what guys don't understand. From practice to the game, it's totally different. It's night and day. So, you know, getting them game reps on a consistent basis, starting on a consistent basis, only help you get better. And you see him getting better and better each and every week. So I feel like he's getting better and better each and every week, and that's all you can ask with every other guy. You know, it's when he first started off, you know, you got to get in a rhythm with the wide receivers. You got to get in rhythm with the running game. You got to get used to the play calling. And, you know, he's doing a great job of that now. He's far ahead of the game. And, you know, he's getting better and better as the weeks go. So that's what I love to see.
Do you see him getting more vocal? You're a vocal guy on this team, but do you see Case taking more?
You know, every guy got different roles. You know, he's our quarterback, and, you know, he leads them well. You know, I'm out there. I'm sitting on a bench while they're, you know, playing. So he's leading them well. They're playing well each and every week. And he's doing his job. So I will say he's a vocal leader when he's out there with his guys.
Everson, it's good to be back home after three games on the road.
Absolutely. You know, in our home crowd, the best fans in the world, in that loud U.S. Bank Stadium, you know it's going to be rocking. I can't wait. You know, I love playing our stadium. We got the best stadium in the world, you know, best fans in the world. And it's a fun atmosphere to be a part of. And, I can't wait. I love our stadium.
You go up against Rashad Hill in practice. If he's your left tackle on Sunday, all the faith in the world that he can find.
I got faith in all our guys, man. You know, each guy, they come out with the mindset of working hard, getting a job done. And, you know, he's been starting for the past 3 or 4 weeks. So, whatever, you know, I know he's going to pick up. He's going to pick up right where he left off. You know, it's a transition going from right tackle to left tackle. But at the end of the day, he could do it. I believe in him. I know this team believes in him. The coaches believe in him. And I think he's going to be fully capable of doing that.
A lot of people going into the season looked at the stretch of the three games that you guys just played and said that a lot of the season could hinge on that. Did you learn anything about this team as a whole from those three games?
Can you repeat that question one more time?
A lot of people before the season saw those three games and it was like, that's a tough stretch of the season going on the road for three straight. Did you learn anything about this team?
You can never get comfortable. You gotta enjoy being uncomfortable and enjoy when you win a ball game. That each game is the next game is always is going to be a bigger game. So I feel like, you know, when we're in that situation again, that we got to study more. We got to pay attention to details. We can't get lax. And I don't feel like we got lax, but you know, you just got to have that sense of urgency no matter what throughout the whole course.